all right, cause I'm a mug tonight. I got me Parker, looking for the crew, any mugs will do. I got me Parker, quite your feeling, got fine, so I'm gonna be the same. I got me Parker, the kids are all right, so I'm looking for the fine. I got me Parker. I used to be a punk, but now punk song, boom. I got me Parker. Well, I've got my Parker, but I don't really like it much because the fur gets in my neck. I only bought one because it made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I'm waiting for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. I'm going. I've had enough of this rubbish. I used to be a punk, but now punk song.
Cause it's nothing to me. Yeah, it's nothing to me. Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
Punks
in
Parkas.
We did not rehearse that, believe it or not.
No, we definitely did not, as you could tell by random people saying random stuff. Hi.
So welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
I am Tenny Lane.
I'm Captain Dan.
And I'm Hunter.
No fancy name.
No.
Just Hunter.
Just Hunter.
That's all he needs. So we got another great show. We're live in the booth at UMFM.
Yep.
Yes.
Getting used to this again.
Yes.
The habit. The pre-show nap.
Yes.
Habits.
Of course.
Because we're old and that's what we do. But no, I almost had Daniel had a nap.
I had a great nap.
Oh my God. He's like, I'm a little tired. Lays down and swear 1 minute and you were sawing logs. Yeah.
It felt good.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Yes.
So this week is the end of June.
Yep, end of the school year.
End of the school year.
Yeah, it was the last day of school.
End of June, which I said.
Yes, end of
something. But it means the ushering in of July.
Yes.
Which is a big stat holiday here in Canada. It's July 1st.
Yep.
That's Canada Day.
Yep. Yeah.
The day we celebrate our Canadianisms.
Yes.
Isms. Canada Day is, it's, you know, I used to kind of, what's the word I want to look for? You see the States and how people had such difficulties with Columbus Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sentiment kind of is, you know, digging in a little bit in Canada Day over the last couple of years. I think it was last year. Was it last year when we went to the legislative building and they had the markers for all the children? Yeah. So
it was last year, yeah.
Last year, it was starting to come out, all these mass graves of children, children that were murdered at residential schools.
Yes.
And I think that changed the narrative quite a bit on Canada Day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are more aware of, I mean, we were listening to Terry coming in beforehand and she said it well. People came here and they colonized it like there was nobody here.
Yep.
There were people here.
There was.
I can't put it any better than she did. So I think it's great that we're acknowledging that.
Yeah.
And making leaps and bounds and understanding and reconciliation and all that. Still a lot.
Still a lot of work to do.
Yep.
So much work to do. But look back to where we were 10 years ago. There's progress. And it's slow.
Yes.
It's so slow, but it's there. So some people struggle with Canada Day, and rightly so. Some people want to go out and celebrate, and that's to them as well. So we're celebrating just because we... I shouldn't put words in you guys' mouth. But to me, we're lucky to live in Canada.
Yeah, I'm glad we live in Canada.
Yeah, like, you look at the state of some... You look at the state of our neighbors to the south right now, and let me tell you.
Yeah, they're going back to the 1700s.
Oh, man, it's so sad and frustrating.
I saw, a tweet once, and it said, all right, Americans, don't forget to set back your clock 50 years tomorrow.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
It's pretty accurate, so... I'm not going to repeat what's going on. Everybody knows what's going on over there. But we have special privileges and freedoms and just great things living in Canada. You seem to be like ho-ho Canada pride.
Yeah, I'm proud to be Canadian.
Yeah, I love
it. It's a nice country. It's a good country and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you,
You.
I did this.
You did the playlist.
Of course. He always has the playlist. He's the man.
No.
Always.
Most of the time.
Lately, all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah.
No, but you just came out and you're like, hey, I got a playlist for next week. It's all Canadian music. I was like, sweet. So over to you, Captain Dan.
Yes.
We started off with Sam Roberts Band.
So good.
Brother Down.
Great album.
The Sheepdogs. I don't know. And The Legends. Chilliwack, Fly at Night.
Do you know where Chilliwack is from? Are they? They're
I think
not.
They're from Chilliwack, BC. I think
that would make sense, right, Amanda? Oh my god, I'm fine. I'm like, that would make sense. It's so funny because that song, like, I was marveling at this a couple of days ago with a friend of mine. How, like, the older I get, the music I would have totally been like, epic eye roll to. I'm like, yeah, that's one of those songs.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love it. It's so good. But yeah, so it's all Canadian.
Yes.
When people talk about Canadian music, especially here in Canada, there's one band that, like, everybody knows. Love them or hate them, you cannot separate the band from Canada or the Canada from the band, right? And that's the Hip.
Okay, tragic, I was going to say Rush, but yeah.
No, I'm kidding. You didn't put any Rush on here.
I'm kidding. No, it is the hip, as we call it up here.
Tragically hip, the hip. Yeah. And there's just something, it's so hard to explain to people who don't live here.
Yeah.
Like, I've struggled when Gord Downie, the lead singer, was quite ill. I was on the other radio show with a couple of Brits, one Brit living in the States, and I was upset. Everybody was really upset. And he's like, legit, make me understand. And I'm like, I can't. Like, it's so hard to, you know, they gave a voice to being Canadian, which nobody was really doing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yes, Rush kind of did, but it wasn't about Canada.
No.
They were Canadian, but it wasn't about Canada. Yeah. And yeah, the hips are about Canada.
Yes.
So you got some hip?
Got some hip.
Is this your favorite hip song?
I like all of their songs.
I know, right?
Every song is just different and it's just amazing. And
yeah, this is a good one. This is probably my favorite album of theirs, I think.
Yeah.
So
it's from Phantom Power. This is Fireworks.
All right, this is Tragically Hip.
Yeah.
If there's a goal that everyone remembers, it was back in 72. We all squeezed the stick and we all pulled the trigger, and all I remember is sitting beside you. You said you didn't give a fuck about hockey, and I never.
start dressing and find a thing, maybe just nothing, maybe just a dream. You are gonna find him one day knocking at your door.
Don't she love her baby? Now that he's gone away from here? Don't she love her baby? Now that he's can't handle the truth.
Here at UMFM, we can handle the truth. In fact, it's necessary that we hear it in order for you to have a great listening experience. We are looking for your feedback, whether it's good or bad. We need to know what you really think. Email your comments to feedback@umfm.com and play your part in making UMFM a great listening experience.
Shenanigans in the booth.
Yeah.
Shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Welcome to Pumps and Parkas.
Welcome back.
101.5 UMFM.
Yes.
Hello. It's Canada Day tomorrow. Where we celebrate this country's 160, 50.
I have a fun fact about Canada
something.
Day.
What's your fun fact?
Okay, so.
No, Hunter, you have to do it how you do it at home.
Fun fact.
Thank you.
Or did you know? Canada Day was initially called Dominion Day, and it was started because people who lived in Canada were jealous of Americans who moved there who were celebrating 4th of July.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
I think we're going to have to get a fact checker in on this one.
I think so. But that was fun facts with Hunter.
We need your own theme music. So it's all Canadian music today on the show.
Yes.
Daniel did the set list.
Yes.
Thank you. So that one started off with the Pride of Canada.
Yeah.
The Tragic Way Up. Next.
5440 with Sheila.
I love that song. Which is funny because I was like Sheila, like the name, but she hyphen La. So yep. Fun fact.
And we finished that off with my cousin-in-law, Rain Maida, and Our Lady Peace with Starseed.
Starseed. I forget that there's a family connection there with Chantal Kravathak.
Yes, her.
Yeah, that lady. My goodness. So Canada Day, usually there's a wide array of celebrations. There's not a whole heck of a lot going on this year. This is kind of the first year since COVID hit that anything is really happening.
Yeah.
So they're having toned down celebrations at the Forks, I saw.
Yeah.
So some booths, some performances, but nothing, I guess, on the big stage. I heard no fireworks, which...
I heard just fireworks at Assiniboine Downs, I think.
I was going to say, maybe the Downs or the park might be doing them, but none at the Forks. So if you are people that are like, yeah, I'm going to the Forks for fireworks, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Another thing that I'm kind of surprised is the Osborne Street Fest.
Yeah, they've...
Isn't happening.
No.
They stopped for COVID, and they've kind of decided no.
Yeah, because they realized that a lot of the restaurants and shops on Osborne were actually closing down.
Yeah.
During that day, because it's like all the foot traffic was going to the booths. They were going to the food vendors that were out. And
yeah, it expanded beyond just a little street fest to like this huge thing. And you're right, the original intent was to get people in the shops and the restaurants there, and that kind of shifted over the years. So Osborne Street Fest is it no more?
They think they're going to rework it, but...
That's what it was. So, yeah. So not a lot going on tomorrow for Canada Day.
Enjoy the day off.
Reflect.
Yeah.
We did that last year. I thought, Hunter and I got our boosters.
Yep.
That's how I remember July 1st. We got our COVID vaccines. And then the three of us went to our legislative building because, like we'd said earlier in the show, those graves were discovered. It was this huge thing that was happening right before Canada Day. There was a toppling of a statue at our legislative grounds of the Queen of Victoria.
Victoria.
Couldn't remember there. So we went to just see what was going on, see the, I guess, a memorial that they had made and discussions with people. So, yeah, like you said, it's a good time to reflect.
Yeah.
I agree. And we'll take it easy. But the weekend...
Yes.
The weekend's looking pretty cool. So
it is looking pretty cool.
Saturday, you just posted. So Daniel, if you don't know, is a bit of a car nerd.
Yeah.
A little bit of a car guy. And there's a restaurant chain in the city called the Pony Corral that does these show and shines. And apparently there's a huge one going on Saturday.
Sunday, at
Grant Park. Everything's Sunday. Nothing's going on Saturday?
I don't think anything's going on Saturday.
Saturday is always the boring day. And then Sunday's where all the weird, cool stuff happens.
Go to yard sales on Saturday.
There you go. But anyway, if you're into cars, it's the one on Grant Park, correct?
Yeah.
We went, I think it was last year.
Yeah, we went to one of them last year.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah. Insane. So go have fun. We're going to go. Also on Sunday, Winnipeg Record and Tape Sale. What, a big record sale? Whatever they're calling it.
Manitoba record sale.
See, that's why you're the professional. So this is the first time for this specific sale. It's going on at the Kubota Center, which is on Wilkes Avenue.
Yep.
It's a nod to the Rockin' Richards.
Yes.
Which used to dominate. I used to go to the Rockin' Richards in my teens and 20s. I used to go to that thing. Man, the stories I have of those sales. But the things I would buy at those sales, the money I would spend at those sales. Yeah. But so if you're into that.
If you're into that, go check it out.
Go check it out. He will, and he's been posting some pretty cool stuff, including a copy of the Downward Spiral that I think I'm going to have to, I don't know, maybe.
Does that mean we're going in the early bird?
No. They do, so speaking of, they do have this early bird. If you want to get in the doors, doors open at 10.
Yeah.
But if you want to get in at 9, you pay $25, and you get in, but you don't get guarantees of anything. It just means that you get first dibs on getting in there.
Yeah.
Which, if you've done a lot of these sales, is sometimes key.
Yeah.
Me and my friend in high school, my friend Warren that I used to go to record sales with, we would line up. I think it would start at 10. We would line up at 8. And there would be people, insane amount of people. And I would score the best stuff early in the morning. You would know the right booths to go to because they're all set up the same. You know who has stuff you want, but yeah. I don't know, dude. I'm not doing it because we got a trip to pay off.
Yeah.
But if you're interested,
go ahead.
Head on down there at 9, pay your $25 and take that risk. Yeah. It could pay off. It could pay off.
Yeah. And we almost had a table there too.
We almost this is the chain. So we made it the next one.
Yeah.
You may be able to buy our wares.
Yes.
All the James Last and Nana Mascura.
We're going to have a full table just Nana Mascura
just
and
Nana
James
crap.
Last.
Yeah, that's it. So if you're looking for that.
Yeah. And Ray Conniff is going to be right there. Boom.
If you're looking for it, we got it.
Yep.
So, but yeah, definitely head on down. Vintage Vinyl is doing his drop tomorrow. I guess he's keeping a few things, but he'll be doing a drop tomorrow for his new release Friday. We saw his expansion in his shop.
It's really,
really cool.
Yeah.
Little area in the back, mostly, what was it, hip-hop and bargain
bin? Mostly hip-hop and dance and bargain bin stuff, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So definitely go support Vintage Vinyl. He's pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
You know what you can
do tonight, right after the show?
Yes, I knew there was something. Yes. So to celebrate school being done, our buddy.
Mon Marty.
He's doing it again. He's got the Red River City Soul Club. Did I get it right?
I think so.
I'm going to Google it.
I think you got it right that time.
I think I got it right that time. You tell him the deets while I check if I got it right.
It's tonight at the Goodwill. It's going on right now, actually.
Yeah, it would have started right now, yeah.
So once you finish listening to us, head over there, check it out. I think there's also another DJ going on the other side, I believe.
Oh, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I think there's two going on.
Red River City Soul Club. I did get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so school's out, teacher feature. You got Mod Marty on one end doing soul, R&B, funk, boogaloo, ska, beat. You're going to love it. It's a great time.
Yep.
No cover. So go. The Goodwill's a great bar.
Yeah.
Good food, good drink. Go support Mod Marty with the Red River City Soul Club. He's also going to be out in Toronto this weekend spinning with Mr. Patrick Foisy. So if you are in the Toronto area,
go check that out too.
Definitely. I wish. I love those. Those two brothers from another mother. Mother. It's so
mother.
Cute. Hello, mother.
Hello, so, father.
I guess music, hey?
Yeah.
We've talked enough.
Let's play some Winnipeg Boys. The Winnipeg Boys.
It is the Winnipeg Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Watchmen.
If you lived in Winnipeg in the 90s, 2000s, this was the band. The band. So this is the Watchmen?
Yeah, with Stereo.
My Life is Stereo.
Yep.
Life is a stereo, how loud does it go? What songs do I know? Whatever happened to my plans? Whatever happened to life I thought I had? My life is a stereo, kinda cheaply made though.
how bad does it show? Whatever did become of all my friends? Whatever happened to the likes of all of
one. drove downtown in the rain. 9:30 on a Tuesday night, just to check out the late night record shop. Call it impulsive, call it compulsive, call it insane. When I'm surrounded, I just can't stop. It's a matter of instinct, it's a matter of conditioning, a matter of fact. You can call me Pavlov's dog. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? Dr. Landy, tell me you're not just a pedagogue. Cause right now I'm lying in bed, just like Brian Wilson did. Well, I'm lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did. Oh. So I'm lying here, just staring at the ceiling tight.
Yes.
The Bare Naked Ladies were this slightly funny,
quirky,
tongue-in-cheek, quirky band out of Canada. Yep. And they had this amazing album called, I think it was their second? Was Gordon their second?
I think it was. It might. Yeah, I think because they had an EP that came out before that. I think so. Yeah,
and it is phenomenal.
Yeah.
So if you've not like ventured back, I mean, way back into the Bare Naked Ladies, that's from their album Gordon. That's called Brian Wilson. There's they did a cover of a song that
by
was
Bruce Coburn.
Yes,
and it's, Lovers in Dangerous.
Yes,
Time.
It's brilliant. So yep. good. I'm not as much of a fan as the later Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
So it's just me. But definitely, that Gordon, great album, great album. So that's Brian Wilson.
Yes.
And we are just about done.
Yep.
Let's go over what we played.
We started it off with, I think we started off with Stereo by The Watchmen.
Yes.
That's cool. Better Get Used to It by Big Sugar. I like to call these girls like the modern Go-Go's
yes,
from Canada.
That's very accurate. Yeah. I'd agree.
Beaches. They're amazing. Check them out.
Yeah, they were really good. Those t-shirts.
And that was Brian Wilson by Bare Naked Ladies.
So have a great Canada Day, everybody. Enjoy it. Be safe. Have fun. And we're out. We'll see if we may have time for both songs. We got the Arkells coming up and then Hometown Boys, the Guess Who, if we have time. I don't think we do, but...
maybe we should just play the Hometown Boys. And
Hometown Boys is a Guess Who from Winnipeg running back to Saskatoon.
Why? I don't know, but they're running back there.
They're going it.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah. See you guys.
Talking to grease monkeys. I've been working on carbs. Moose jaw saw a few moose of me too. Running back to Saskatoon. Red Deer Terrace and a medicine hat. Singing of a prayer or two. Talking to playwriters, I've been working on words, phrases, moose jaws off you, moose on me too, running back to Saskatoon. Talking to soil.